AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The White House is pushing for 70% of adults to be vaccinated by the 4th of July. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
The White House is touting the overall vaccination numbers.
Already 63% of adult Americans have received at least one shot.
Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients is urging those who have not received at least one to do so. And the White House is playing up incentives available for getting shots.
Free beer. That seems to be very appealing.
But spokeswoman Jen Psaki knows that may not be enough.
Ultimately, this is going to be up to individuals to get shots in their arms. We can take every creative step we possibly can take.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The administration is also donating some 80 million vaccine doses to the UN and other nations. President Biden working on a compromise on funding his infrastructure plan. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it includes a 15% minimum corporate income tax.
This is a component of what he's proposed for a pay for that he's lifting up as a question as to whether they could agree to that, because it certainly doesn't violate anything about the 2017 taxes. So that's what he's putting forward as an idea that he's asking them where their point of view is.
Biden meets again tomorrow with Senate GOP negotiator West Virginia Shelley Moore Capito. The Justice Department is investigating Postmaster General Louis DeJoy over political fundraising activity at his former business. DeJoy, a wealthy former logistics executive, has been mired in controversy since taking over the Postal Service last summer, putting in place policy changes that delayed mail before the 2020 election, when there was a crush of mail-in ballots. United Airlines says it will buy 15 Boom supersonic passenger jets, even though a prototype hasn't been flown and the plane remains basically on the drawing board. United hopes to carry passengers on the plane in 2029. This is AP News. F. Lee Bailey, celebrity attorney who defended O.J. Simpson, Patty Hearst, and the alleged Boston Strangler, is dead at 87. Bailey's legal career lasted more than 40 years. He was arrogant and contemptuous of authority, as well as bold, brilliant, and tireless. In the 1995 trial of O.J. Simpson, charged with killing his wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman, Bailey cross-examined Los Angeles Police Detective Mark Furman about finding a bloody glove in Simpson's car.
Now, if that glove had been there where you say you found it, it would have been placed there by someone involved in the homicide. Isn't that conclusion compelled?
I would assume that, yes.
That would be a vicious killer of some sort, would it not?
Yes.
And you hung around for 15 minutes with no backup and no vest doing something.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.